School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Vince Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Good afternoon, everyone. From Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School, it's time once again for high school basketball here on KTNC. Today, the Fall City Tigers are on the road facing off with the Freeman Falcons. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader, the girls' game tipping off in about 5 minutes. Hello again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this afternoon's presentation of high school basketball. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. Tonight, this afternoon, we have a matchup between the Freeman Falcons, the Fall City Tigers. Girls game up first. If you were listening to Sunny 101.3 last night, the Fall City girls, they lost a heartbreaker in overtime at Johnson Brock. 45-42 was the final score. In that game, we had numerous lead changes, I believe nine of them throughout regulation, nine lead changes, seven tie scores. It was that close throughout the entire ball game, and right at the very end in the overtime, Johnson Brock escaped with the win 45-42. So that means the Tiger girls, with their loss, season-opening loss at Syracuse, come into this afternoon's game 0-2 on the year. The Freeman Falcons, they played last night also. They were on the road at Fillmore Central. They escaped with a 41-36 win. They are now 2-1 on the season, so they're coming off of a big win last night at Fillmore Central. Fall City looking to get on the winning track after that heartbreaking loss at Johnson Brock. Reminder, it is a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game after this. There is going to be an extended break between the games, more than the traditional 20 minutes, as they're going to be honoring several past state champions at Adams High School and at Philly High School. Back when they were the Adams Hornets and the Philly Wildcats, they won their share of state championships, and they're going to honor some of those teams this evening between the girls and boys games. We'll take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back with our pregame show and look at the starting lineups for this first half of our doubleheader. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Fall City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, Hoops fans, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to Fall City Sacred Heart coach Doug Golds. Coach Golds became the all-time boys leader in wins this past weekend with his 695th victory. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations to Coach Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you with buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup here in our girls' varsity contest. First of all, for the Freeman Falcon girls, they'll start Talissa Burr, a 5'9 senior. Dakota Hainer, a sophomore at 5'8. Kylie Travis Andreessen. For the Fall City Lady Tigers, they're coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. He'll go with Maddie Jones. She's a junior. Ava Armbruster, a sophomore. McKinley Scholl, a sophomore. McKinley had 14 points last night at Johnson Brock. Reese McNeely, she's a junior. And Chase Nolde, a senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Armbruster. Maddie Jones was also in double figures last night at Johnson. She had 11 points in last night's ballgame. Wow, we've got a really powerful public address system here in the gymnasium at Freeman. Looks like we're getting set to go to a national anthem, so we're going to take a one-minute break here, a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with more of our pregame show after this timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM. And you joined us for the tail end of our national anthem, a vocal solo by one of the team members on the. She doesn't have her jersey to where I can read her number. She's wearing a warm-up, but a great job on our national anthem with the vocal solo there by one of the girls' basketball players for the Freeman Falcons. Again, we're live this afternoon from Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School. My name is Randy Gasuba. I'll be calling your play-by-play. Right now we're having the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system, and then we'll be ready to tip it up. In the junior varsity games played earlier this afternoon, in the girls' game, they played just two quarters. The Fall City girls got the win. Now we're not going to try and compete with that. We'll just stand by here for a moment. As we said in the junior varsity game, Fall City, the girls got the win. The final was 15-9. The Fall City girls with the win in the JV game. And the boys' JV game, Fall City came up just short. They played three quarters. The final, 29-26. Freeman got the win in the boys' junior varsity game. Stepping into the center circle to jump it up for Fall City will be McKinley Scholl. She'll jump it up against Kylie Boyer. So Boyer and Scholl in the middle circle. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Falcons. Freeman with the basketball, Paige Mahler. Mahler gives a pass up quickly. Across the timeline with the basketball comes Hayner. Around onto the right side on the wing, that's Burr with the ball. Deep in the corner, Dakota Hayner feeds it inside the paint. Ball is stolen away by McKinley Scholl. Scholl with the steal. She'll push the ball down court herself across the timeline to the left elbow. Top of the key comes up to the top to Armbruster in the paint. Across the lane pass goes again to Scholl. Baseline right side. Handling the ball is Chase Nolde. Nolde kicks it out on the right elbow to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster with the ball. Comes up to Scholl. She holds it between the rings. Scholl around onto the baseline. Chase Nolde down deep in the corner on the left side of the basket. Can't get toward the hoop. They bring it back up to the top.
top of the key to Armbruster, and she'll reset the offense. It's like a 1-2-2 zone that we're seeing here right now, a zone defense out of the Falcons. Around to the right side, Scholl kicks it down into the corner. Reese McNeely with the basketball, bounce pass underneath. There's Chase Nolte off the glass. Oh, had an uncontested look. Couldn't get it to drop. Rebound comes down to the Falcons. They push it all the way into the corner on the right side of the basket to Talissa Burr. Burr, having trouble on the baseline, gets driven out of bounds, stepped on the baseline. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Tigers. We'll see who they pose this one to here in a moment. Foul's going to be on Chase Nolte, her first personal, team foul number one. Falcons will trigger it in baseline under their own basket to toss the ball in as Burr. And a five-second call. She didn't get in time. Turnover gives the ball back to the Lady Tigers. We played about a minute here. No score in the ballgame. Live from Freeman High School in Adams, the Fall City Tigers and the Freeman Falcons. First half of our doubleheader. This is the girls' varsity game. As McKinley Scholl brings it across the timeline to Armbruster. Her downcourt pass is stolen away nicely by Lexi Winkle. Winkle with the steal. Outlet pass gives to Paige Mahler, and Mahler pushes it down the floor. Mahler works to the left side of the free throw lane, kicks it out onto the left wing to Dakota Hayner. Now Hayner with the basketball works all the way across the top of the key, feeds it inside the paint, no shot there. Ball is stolen away once again by Scholl. McKinley Scholl's having a good defensive game so far. Got another steal. Down into Reese McNeely in the paint, back up top to Scholl, across to Armbruster on the left side of the lane. Underneath they get it in to Nolte. Nolte goes up with a shot, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. The foul is going to be called on the Falcons. Foul is going to be on Lexi Winkle. On Winkle, her first personal, team foul number one on the Falcons. Will not be a shooting foul. It'll be Fall City's basketball under their own basket. Reese McNeely will trigger it in. She inbounds the pass under the basket. And then Nolte back to McNeely in the corner on the left side of the basket. They go with a skip pass across to the near side. Armbruster again to McNeely. Now Nolte on the baseline. Almost had the ball taken away. Gives it back to McNeely. McNeely up top to the left elbow. Armbruster. Armbruster holds the ball for a moment. Now to Scholl. They play catch with it out the top of the key. Skip pass across court to Maddie Jones in the corner right side. In the paint, jump shot. Scholl up and good. McKinley Scholl with the first 2 points of the ballgame, and Fall City goes up 2-0, 5:25 to play in the first quarter here at Adams. This is Hayner on the dribble. She'll bring the ball all the way to the corner on the right side of the basket in forecourt. Hayner feeds it underneath to Boyer. Boyer tries to go up with a shot under the basket. She'll get tied up. Good job defensively under there by Nolte. Nolte and McNeely had her trapped on the baseline. The tie-up possession arrow favors the Tigers. Fall City gets the basketball back. They lead it 2-0. 5:08 to play first quarter. Fall City up 2-0. McNeely with the basketball gives to Maddie Jones. Up to the top of the key, it comes to Armbruster in underneath McNeely. McNeely goes inside. Trapped under there was Chase Nolte. She has the ball taken away and stolen by Dakota Hayner. Here's Hayner down court on the offense to the right side to Mahler. Paige Mahler. Long pass underneath, stolen away. Tiger defense looking good here. They've had three steals on the last three trips down the floor without Freeman getting a shot off. All right, McNeely dribbles into the corner. She goes to the right side of the lane, back up top to Armbruster, across court pass, back to McNeely on the right side, just outside the three-point arc. At the free throw line, Scholl kicks it down to Jones on the left side in the corner. Here's an open look, Armbruster right side for three, couldn't get it. Ball saved from going out of bounds by Jones. Good job down there by Maddie Jones on the board offensively. McNeely kicks it across. Here's Scholl with a jump shot left side, up and good. McKinley Scholl with back-to-back baskets, and Fall City goes up 4-0 at the 4-minute mark of the first quarter. 4 minutes, and they've held the Falcons scoreless. Three turnovers on the last trip down, and another turnover. The ball is loose on the floor. Jump ball is called, but this time the possession arrow favors the Falcons, so Freeman will maintain possession of the basketball. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. 3:54 to play first period. 4-0. Fall City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
If you're always dreaming about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares, introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Parson, agent. at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the clock shows 3:54 to play in the first period here at Freeman. 4-0, the Fall City girls on top. Tigers will have the basketball when play is resumed. Good defense so far tonight by Andy Armbruster's Lady Tigers. They've forced several turnovers down here. Oh, now we got a change in plans. The ball's going to belong to Freeman. I thought so, but they lined it up like they were going to give it to Fall City. Freeman will play it in under their own basket. Inbound pass, baseline right side. Hainer with the basketball. Clears it up to Burr at the top of the circle. And now reach in and a steal. Scholl stole the basketball, but I think she's going to be called for the foul. Foul will be on McKinley Scholl. That's her first personal team foul, number 2 on the Tigers. And the Falcons will play it in again under their own basket. Lexi Winkle will lob it in. Winkle lobs it up top. Faith Holland in the ballgame now. She has checked in. Holland on the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Hainer. Dakota Hainer tries to penetrate. Ball stripped away nicely by Armbruster. Grabbed up loose underneath there by McNeely. And here come the Lady Tigers. Armbruster into the corner. Elise Poppy with a jump shot from the left side. Doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Reese McNeely. Reese McNeely with the putback on the left side baseline, her first 2 points, and Fall City goes on top 6-0. Here come the Falcons. They come on the attack offensively. Lexi Winkle across court to Burr. Burr, baseline left side, Hainer. Hainer tries to drive to the bucket. Good defense. Ball stolen away once again by Scholl. Scholl on a fast break. 1-on-2. She'll take it all the way for the lay-in. Up and good. McKinley Scholl has 6 points. And it's 8-0. Fall City girls off to a great start here. Just inside of 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. 2:52 on the game clock. Long pass underneath for Holland is tipped away. Maddie Jones was there defensively. Knocked the ball away from Faith Holland. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Falcons. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Inbounding the pass is Lexi Winkle. Winkle waiting to toss it in. Bounce pass underneath on the right side baseline to Mahler. Paige Mahler is trapped down there. And a whistle and another foul is going to be called on the Tigers as they had Lexi Winkle trapped in the corner. I'm going to have to wait until they post it on the board. I'm on the opposite side from the scorer's table, so the official turns his back to me when he signals who the foul was on. It's going to be on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her first personal team foul, number 3. Inbound pass toss into Burr. Tori Burr picks up her dribble. She needs help. And the ball goes out of bounds. Burr threw it away. And yet another turnover. So turnovers have really plagued the Freeman Lady Falcons thus far in the ballgame. Fall City's got their share of turnovers down here, stealing the basketball away. All right, this is Armbruster into forecourt. Across the timeline, Ava Armbruster comes to the near side. McNeely across court pass, Poppy nearly taken away. Now on the right side, Armbruster holds the ball. Skip pass into Scholl. Poppy in the corner. Poppy into the paint. There's an open look. McNeely off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it. Oh, she had an open look from 5 feet out in the lane. Uncontested. It just wouldn't drop. 8-0. Fall City on top as we reach the 2-minute mark here of the first quarter. There's a shot up off the rim. Doesn't go. That shot launched by Kylie Boyer. Really, Freeman hasn't shot the ball much tonight so far. Boyer's shot wouldn't fall. Tigers get the rebound. On the baseline underneath the basket is Chase Nolde. She's trapped under there. Gets it up top. Back to Nolde. Nolde off the glass. Up and good. Chase Nolde with her first 2 points. It's a double digit. 10-0 lead for Fall City. 1:35 to play in the first quarter. Lady Tigers off to a great start defensively here, having not allowed any points thus far. Another steal underneath by Scholl. Scholl with her third steal of the afternoon. Down court comes Armbruster. Kicks it to the right side. McNeely stumbles as she goes forward. A whistle and a foul will be called on the Falcons. Freeman will be tagged for the personal. As we said, we're on the opposite side of the floor from the scores table, so the official turns his back on us when he signals the foul. Paige Mahler will be called for the personal, her first, team foul number 2. Fall City will have the basketball in forecourt. Inbounding the passes, McKinley Scholl. She gets it back. Scholl for 3. Got it! Wow, McKinley Scholl's having a night. She's got 9 points already. She nailed a 3, and that preps a timeout from the Falcons. 1:13 to play first quarter, 13-0. Fall City on top. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef, They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and runs of sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite runs of sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runs in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Falls City Tigers have jumped out to a 13-0 lead here over Freeman with a minute 13 left to play in the first quarter. A great start for Coach Andy Armbruster's girls. McKinley Scholl playing well. She has already 9 points in the ballgame, 3 twos and a tray just a moment ago before the timeout. Reese McNeely has 2, Chase Noble has 2. As important as that is McKinley Scholl. She's had 3 steals here tonight. Turnovers have really plagued the Falcons. They've had a difficult time hanging on to the basketball. They haven't even launched very many shots. Freeman's basketball, as we come back out of the timeout on the dribble. Into forecourt they come with it. That's Hayner. Hayner gives off to the left side. Hindera in the ballgame. And another steal. Stolen underneath this time by Chase Nolde. Nolde with the steal. Tigers are playing tenacious defense here this afternoon. All right. Scholl to the right side, into Elise Poppy. Poppy on the right wing, across court pass, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster got in trouble down in the corner trap. Scholl comes to help her out. Now back to McNeely. McNeely dribbles between the rings. She's at the top of the free throw circle. The ball is tipped away from Armbruster and stolen. Nice job defensively there by Paige Mahler. Here come the Falcons under the basket, trying for a shot off the glass, up and good by Faith Holland. And there's the first 2 points of the ball game with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Freeman finally gets on the board. Underneath is Nolde, 20 seconds to play here. Armbruster, right side of the lane, feeds it down to McNeely in the corner. Skip pass across left elbow. 12 seconds to play, again on the right wing. Poppy goes down to Chase Nolde. Nolde back to Poppy on the right lane. Into the corner, Armbruster with 4 seconds, skip pass across, tipped away. They won't get a shot off here. It shows 1 second to play. Ball City will have time for just an inbound catch and toss, all they'll be able to do. Here's Maddie Jones back into the game now, replacing Ava Armbruster. Maddie Jones checks in. They'll just have to catch and shoot. Nope, they won't get the shot off. After one quarter, Ball City leads Freeman 13-2. Four after one, we're back in 60 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Freeman High School. After one quarter, the Lady Tigers from Falls City have jumped out to a 13-2 lead. They led 13-0, and Freeman got their first basket with 25 seconds left to play in that first period. So Falls City played some pretty flawless defense there, made a number of steals. I think I was trying to put little marks down there. There were 7 turnovers that time, 7 lost possessions in that quarter by Freeman, 7 times where they didn't even get a shot up without turning the basketball over. When we move to second quarter action, it'll be Falls City's basketball. Reese McNeely will inbound it. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer at the KTNC studios. Here's McNeely, has the ball stripped away from her, stolen by Dakota Hayner. Hayner will bring the ball down court in a hurry, feeds it under the basket to Mahler, laying up off the glass and good for Paige Mahler. So a quick 2 points for Freeman here to start this second quarter. 13-4, Lady Tigers up by 9. Right wing, Poppy into the corner on the right side of the bucket to Maddie Jones. Back to the top of the key, Reese McNeely at the top of the free throw circle to Maddie Jones. Jones, jump shot, right side up, off doesn't go. We'll put Maddie Jones to the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. Jones, a junior, shooting 2 here. The foul is going to be called on Dakota Hayner, her first personal, team foul number 3. Maddie Jones, shooting 2. The first is up and hits the front of the iron and won't go. She'll get another attempt. That one was just shy of the length that she needed. She'll get another try. Matty Jones eyes the bucket, bends the knees at the charity stripe, launches the shot, and it's short also. Just off the front of the rim, the rebound down to Faith Holland. Holland with the outlet pass, kicks the ball out to Hayner into forecourt. Tried to feed it down to Holland. Ball was tipped away by Chase Nolte, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Freeman Falcons. 7:19 to play in the first half, opening minute of the second quarter here. 13-4, if you're just tuning in, Fall City with the lead. Faith Holland gets the inbound pass. She's trapped in the corner by Nolte. Ball gets away. I believe that's going to be an over and back call, and yes, it is. Fall City will get the ball, so yet another turnover. The Freeman Falcons just keep finding different ways to turn that basketball over and give it back to Fall City, and they've done it once again. To inbound it will be McNeely at midcourt. She tosses into backcourt, gives it to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster goes around two defenders, and she'll be fouled over on the left elbow. I think the foul is going to go on, Okay, foul's on Lexi Winkle. On Lexi, her second personal, team foul number four. Inbound pass, Maddie Jones. Jones feeds into the basket to Poppy. Poppy got her shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kylie Boyer. Boyer's first personal, team foul number five. And Elise Poppy will be at the free throw line, where she'll be shooting two shots for the Tigers. Poppy has not been to the charity stripe yet tonight. The shot is up and just wide to the right, doesn't go. She will have a second attempt, however. Elise Poppy, ready to put up her second shot. Back into the ballgame, Talissa Burr checks in now for Freeman. Poppy, ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way. This one is up and rims off at the back of the iron. Won't go, and it's 13-4. Lady Tigers up by nine with the ball in the corner, baseline left side. Trying to hold on to it down here was Hayner. A whistle and traveling is going to be called. They'll call traveling, and that'll give the ball back over. Men, with the ball into the corner right side, they give it up to the top of the key. Across the line comes Armbruster with the basketball. Armbruster to the right elbow. Comes across with it now, gives it to Maddie Jones. Jones finds Armbruster again. Top of the key, McNeely handles the basketball. They're working around the outside perimeter of this zone defense. Armbruster backs it out on the dribble, clear up wide on the right elbow, and now goes with a cross-court pass to Poppy. Down in the corner, underneath, Nolte off the glass, up and good. She got the bucket, and she'll be fouled. Chase Nolte got the shot to drop and draws the personal foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. And Chase Nolte has put her team up by 11 once again at 15-4. At the free throw line, Chase Nolte, the foul is called on Paige Muller. On Muller, her second personal. Free throw is up and good. Chase Nolte completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's a 12-point lead now. 16-4, your score, with 6:20 to play in the first half. Freeman with the basketball. On the dribble is Dakota Hayner. She picks the ball up and hands it to her teammate, Paige Muller. Muller works one-on-one against Scholl. Feeds it into the traffic to Hayner. Hayner can't get in the paint. Ball tipped away and stolen by Scholl. I think that's the fourth steal of the ballgame by Scholl. She's having a great ballgame defensively here, McKinley Scholl. All right, Maddie Jones feeds a pass into the corner, deep right side to Poppy. Poppy holds the ball back to Nolte in the corner. Top of the key, Armbruster. They whip it around to the left wing. Now Ava Armbruster feeds it here to the near side to Scholl. Poppy, skip pass all the way across the court to Armbruster. That was dangerous. Scholl penetrates, jump shot 12 feet away, got it. McKinley Scholl is having a great ball game tonight, both offensively and defensively. She's got four or five steals, and now she's in double figures with 11 points to lead the scoring for the Lady Tigers. So a great job by the sophomore McKinley Scholl thus far in the ball game. 18-4 your score, biggest lead of the ball game so far for Fall City as they're up 18-4 at the 5-minute mark here in the second quarter. Patient offense here by Freeman. Now a bounce pass underneath that again. Stolen by Scholl. That is six steals for McKinley Scholl to go with her 11 points, and she is having herself a basketball game here in Adams. And now we're going to have a traveling call on the far side called against the Tigers. That will give it back to Freeman. So a rare turnover back the other direction where Fall City doesn't at least get a shot at it here. 18-4 is our score. 4:49 to play here in the first half, second quarter. We're live from Freeman High School in Adams tonight. There's Reese McNeely checking back into the lineup. She'll come in and replace Chase Nolte for the Lady Tigers. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the action for you. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer, running the show here tonight for this presentation of high school basketball. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Talissa Burr has the ball for Freeman. She tries to lob it underneath the Boyer. Boyer moves to the right side and has the ball stripped away from her. Knocked away by Maddie Jones and grabbed up loose by Elise Poppy. Poppy gets the ball up to Scholl. Scholl to the left side, back to Poppy underneath. In traffic, Jones with a nice move to the basket. Couldn't get it down, but she'll be fouled. Maddie Jones will be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Let's see, Jones has been there. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight so far. That foul on Lexi Winkle, her third personal. Maddie Jones at the line. Takes aim. Shot is up. This one is good. She missed her first two earlier, but got that one right down the middle. Nothing but nylon there. Faith Holland back into the lineup now for Freeman. She's a 6-foot sophomore. Maddie Jones, second free throw is up and good also, and that's the biggest lead of the game yet for Fall City. They're up now 20-4 at the 4:21 mark here in this first half. Freeman with the basketball, trailing by 16 points, 20-4. They need to find some offense. The Lady Falcons just have been plagued by turnovers throughout this whole first half. Handling the ball now is Hindera, who's back in the lineup. Hindera passes up to Burr, to Lisa Burr. Tried to put a pass on the right side over to Paige Muller. It got tipped away and went out of bounds. Touch last by Fall City. It'll be Freeman's basketball. Back into the lineup for the Falcons is Dakota Hayner now. Hayner checks in. She'll replace Hindera. Inbound pass comes into Dakota Hayner. Hayner on the dribble at the free throw line, left side. Picks up her dribble. Now feeds it under the bucket to Boyer. Boyer, long pass underneath. Shot is up. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Launching the shot down there was Talissa Burr. Burr couldn't get it to fall, but she was fouled on the baseline, so she'll go to the line and shoot two shots. The foul is going to be called on Chase Nolte. That's Chase's second personal, team foul number 4 on the Lady Tigers. Free throw is up and off. Won't go. Talissa Burr misses the first free throw attempt of 2. She'll get another try right here. 20-4. Fall City with the nice lead to start this. Second shot is up and good for Talissa Burr. Makes it 20-5 now. 15-point lead. Clock running at 3:45 to go in the second quarter. McNeely tried to bounce it inside to Chase Nolte. Faith Holland got a foot out there and kicked the ball away, kicked it out of bounds off of Holland's foot. Possession will stay with the Lady Tigers. McNeely to inbound it. Reese stands on the right side of the bucket. Bounce pass gets it in. Turnaround shot. Scholl up and off no good. It's tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Faith Holland. It'll stay with the Tigers. McNeely will inbound it. No, now they switch it out and Scholl will inbound it. McKinley Scholl, a sophomore, will inbound the ball on the right side of the baseline. Gets it into Maddie Jones. To the top of the key it comes Armbruster. Around to McNeely once again. Now Chase Nolte has the ball deep in the corner on the left side of the basket. Right elbow, skip pass across, comes to the right side. This is Jones moving to the bucket. In traffic, she forces up a shot, and Maddie Jones will be fouled. She'll be right back at the free throw line. Jones having trouble shooting up through the big tall girls underneath, but she's drawing the foul in the process and getting herself to the free throw line. Fouls on Talissa Burr, her first team foul, number 8. Free throw is up and good. Maddie Jones, after missing her first two free throws, has hit 3 in a row now. She has 3 points, and the lead is 21-5. Maddie Jones, second free throw is up. It's good also. Hit them both that time. She's 4 in a row now, and it's 22-5 now. 17-point lead for Fall City. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Lady Tigers. On the right side is Hayner, driving lay-in up and off, no good. Rebound try for follow shot, put back, put up by Paige Muller. It won't fall, but Paige is going to be fouled, and we'll put Paige Muller, the 5'10 junior, to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Muller to shoot two here. Foul is going to be on McKinley Scholl, her second personal. Muller's first free throw is up and off, no good. She has 2 points on one field goal. That was her first attempt from the line. Now in for Fall City, Ashley Kirkendall checks in. Kirkendall is a sophomore. We didn't see her at all last night. I think she's been out ill. She didn't play against Johnson Brock. Kirkendall in the ballgame. Second shot is up and off, also won't go for Muller. And the score remains 22-5 with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Under the bucket. Jones with a nice move to the basket. Oh, that was sweet. Maddie Jones with her first field goal. She's got 6 points now. Went right around the defender on the left side baseline and laid it off the glass. Dropped it in. 24-5 now your score. Biggest lead yet for the Tigers here. Really opening this thing up, and yet another steal. Ball tipped away by Reese McNeely, grabbed up loose by Elise Poppy. All right, into forecourt. Poppy has the basketball, puts it underneath the basket into Nolde. She'll be fouled. No, they're going to say a jump ball instead. Possession arrow gives the basketball over to the Freeman Falcons. Timeout on the floor with 2:27 to play in the first half. 24-5, Fall City up. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local school. Come on into F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy Holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 27 seconds left to play in the first half here at Adams, Nebraska, at Freeman High School. The Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Freeman Falcons 24-5, our score, a big lead. Fall City jumped out to a 13-2 first quarter lead, scored the first 13 points of the ballgame, and they've never looked back so far. Freeman trying to get back in this here in the final couple of minutes of this first half. Dakota Hayner will bring the ball down the court for the Lady Falcons. Hayner gives off to Talissa Burr in the corner, back to Hayner. In traffic, there's a turnaround shot that's up and off, doesn't go, partially blocked. Good defense. Not sure. I think Elise Poppy got the hand up there and blocked that away. And now we're going to say a foul was called on the baseline, and Poppy is going to be tagged for her second personal foul. At the free throw line is Paige Muller, shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. She's now 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Paige does have 2 points on a field goal that she made earlier in this quarter. Second free throw for Paige Muller is up, and this one is off also. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Faith Holland. Holland was kind of jumping up over and above Chase Nolde, and she tipped that ball out of bounds. 2:11 to play, first half. Fall City with the basketball in backcourt. Full court pressure now by the Falcons. They come up and turn up the pressure. Still in backcourt of the Tigers. They're going to have to hurry. They're running out of time. They get it across, and the ball's going to be thrown away on the baseline. And the full court pressure worked there for the Falcons. They turn the basketball over. That'll bring Ava Armbruster and McKinley Scholl back off the bench into the ballgame to deal with that pressure from the press. A minute 55 to play first half. 24-5. Lady Tigers up by 19 points as the Falcons come down the floor, and a traveling violation is going to be called on Freeman. Over here battling with a couple of defenders was Dakota Hayner. She's called for traveling, and that will give the basketball back to the Lady Tigers. Armbruster with the ball, across court pass to the left side to Ashley Kirkendall, who's in the lineup. Kirkendall passes into the corner, right side, Maddie Jones. Now it comes up to the top of the key, Armbruster, right side, driving underneath. Jump shot, Scholl is up over the rim, can't get it. Faith Holland with the rebound. Holland, the sophomore at 6 foot, did a good job under there. Gets it down court to Talissa Burr. Paige Muller in traffic. They move with the basketball, and it's turned over again. And with the steal once again, coming up with it is McKinley Scholl to the right side. Kirkendall. Kirkendall wants to penetrate, can't get inside with it, across court to the left side. Armbruster up top, Reese McNeely. McNeely at the top of the free throw circle, works to the left side of the lane with the pass. Now it goes under to Maddie Jones in the corner. She's down deep, baseline right side, trapped down there. Did a good job getting the ball back up top. Here's a long three. Good, and nailing the three from the left side was Kirkendall. Actually, Kirkendall, who just checked in, nailed a three from the left wing. 27-5 now. Biggest lead yet. 22-point advantage. And the ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds over here. And Armbruster, I think, touched it last as she was trying to get the steal. field. She knocked the ball away from Hayner. It'll stay with the Falcons with 36 seconds to play here in the first half. Big lead for the Lady Tigers, 27-5 with 30 seconds to play. Underneath the Holland, the ball goes out of bounds. Another turnover. This Tiger defense is playing well. This is probably as solid a half of defensive play as I've seen in a while. The Lady Tigers have forced numerous turnovers, got a lot of steals, and really not a lot of shots for the Falcons here tonight. They've only managed 5 points in this first half. 15 seconds to go. Fall City will play for one shot here. Armbruster at the top of the circle, around his shoulder in the corner, right side McNeely. Skip pass back to Armbruster. Armbruster doesn't want to take it. Back to Armbruster. She'll shoot at the buzzer, and it won't drop. There's the buzzer, and at the half, the Fall City Lady Tigers are leading the Freeman Falcons 27-5, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and then be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for.
Farman City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Freeman High School. At the half, the Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Freeman Falcons 27-5. It's time now for the KTNC halftime scoring recap. Taking a look at the scoring for Freeman, they have Faith Holland with 2 points. Paige Mahler has two, and Talissa Burr went 1 out of 2 from the free throw line to add 1 for their total of 5. From the free throw line, the Lady Falcons went 1 out of 5 at the charity stripe in the first half. For the Fall City Tigers, they're led at halftime by McKinley Scholl. She hit 4 deuces and a tray. She's in double figures with the 11 points to lead the way. 6 points for Maddie Jones on 4 out of 6 from the free throw line and a field goal. Chase Nolde added 5. 3 points for Ashley Kirkendall on the tray right near the end of the half. And Reese McNeely with 2 for their total of 27. From the free throw line, Fall City went 5 out of 9 in the first half of the ball game. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have boys varsity basketball coming up after this game later on this evening. Right now, we're going to step aside, take a 2-minute timeout. We'll update you with your local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action from here at Adams. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Fall City for local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Like a fairy wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Lynn's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Lynn's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Lynn's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey Hoops fans, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to Falls City Sacred Heart coach Doug Golds. Coach Golds became the all-time boys leader in wins this past weekend with his 695th victory. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations to Coach Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's of the extra mile.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Clear skies in the forecast as lows drop to around 30. We'll have southwest winds 10 miles per hour. Sunday, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures jump into the mid-50s. We'll have south winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour, gusting over 30. Clear and 32 for Sunday night. South winds still breezy. Monday, we will see plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s. We jump to the mid-60s on Tuesday. Still sunny with that ridge of high pressure. South winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. Winds will increase and gust over 45 miles per hour on Wednesday. Temperatures very warm in the mid-70s with partly sunny skies. Will cool to the upper 40s by Thursday. Partly sunny skies continue. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 46 degrees.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas. Here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
Do you always dream about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. At the half, the Falls City Lady Tigers are leading the Freeman Falcons 27-5, our halftime score. This game, the first of a basketball doubleheader that we have for you, the boys' varsity game coming up next. Looking down the road at our calendar, between now and Christmas, we've still got a lot of basketball for you coming up on Friday night, December 17th. John Nixon will be on the air here on KTNC. He'll have plans with at Falls City at Girl Boy Doubleheader. Meanwhile, I'll be over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, next Friday night with HTRS at Sacred Heart. That'll be live from the rack in Falls City. Then on Tuesday, December 21st, we'll slip in a few more games before Christmas. Here on KTNC, it'll be Sacred Heart taking on Tri-County. I'll have the call for you on that one. That'll be live from DeWitt. Meanwhile, over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will have Elmwood Murdoch visiting the Falls City Tigers. That game live from Falls City High School. So basketball coming up December 17th on both stations, and again on Tuesday, December 21st on both stations. Then we'll take a little break for Christmas, and then we'll be back on the air. John and I will have the Southeast Nebraska Shootout on January 3rd in Auburn. That involves the Falls City and Ashland Greenwood boys and girls, and the Auburn and Milford boys and girls. We'll have four big games for you that day, live from Auburn High School, the Southeast Nebraska Shootout, and that will begin our new year of broadcasting on January 3rd over on Sunny 101.3, and then, of course, from there, we move into Mudeca's tournament, and the ball starts rolling into January and February. We'll have a ton of basketball. Right now, we're ready to move to third quarter action here at Freeman. It'll be Falls City's basketball inbounding the pass. Reese McNeely. McNeely gets a pass right back across court, goes over to Shoal with it. Skip pass to the left side. Maddie Jones tries to move to the bucket, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Freeman. The foul on Paige Baller. On Paige, that's her third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Falcons. McNeely to inbound the pass finds Armbruster. Armbruster out near the midcourt line across to the right elbow to Shoal. Into the corner, Chase Nolde up to the top of the key. Armbruster kicks it to the corner, open look left side, Maddie Jones. She penetrates into traffic, spin move, kicks it to the top of the key, back out it comes to McNeely. Off to the left side, Shoal. She's had the hot hand. Shoal moves in, has the ball dribbled away from her, and grabbed up in the corner by Faith Holland. Holland with the steal. Off that pass to Dakota Hayner. Hayner down court with it to Burr. Burr, lob pass underneath. Turnaround shot up and off, no good. Shot put up by Kelly Boyer, and the rebound comes down to McNeely. Reese McNeely with the outlet pass finds Armbruster. She'll bring it across the timeline. Armbruster at the free throw line goes to McNeely in the paint. McNeely driving lay-in up. Got it. Oh, nice move by Reese McNeely. Right between two defenders down the lane. Laid it off the glass. A nice gentle touch and dropped it in. And it's 29-5 with McNeely's basket. At the other end, driving toward the basket is Dakota Hayner. A whistle and a foul on the baseline. Hayner will be going to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. This foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Jones, it'll be her first personal and team foul number one of the half on Falls City. Dakota Hayner has not scored yet this evening. Free throw is up. Rims around there and wouldn't go. That went twice all the way around the rim and then popped out, wouldn't drop for her. 29-5 our score. Biggest lead yet of the game for the Lady Tigers. Second shot is up and good for Dakota Hayner. So Hayner makes one out of two. The 5'8 sophomore comes away with her first point. Okay, here are the Tigers coming on the attack offensively. Lob pass underneath. Maddie Jones is looking for Chase Nolde under there, and the ball was a little too tall, got away and went out of bounds, and it'll turn it over. Went into the Falls City cheerleaders down there on the baseline. This is Dakota Hayner down court with the basketball. Hayner left wing, top of the circle, up to Boyer, can't get it, in traffic, they move around, ball tipped away by Nolde, safe from going out of bounds nicely by Armbruster, tips it back into Nolde, the pass comes over to Shoal, and yet another turnover for the Falcons, or a steal, if you prefer to call it, by the Tigers. Maddie Jones with the ball left side. Top of the key. Shoal feeds it underneath. Reese McNeely, she passes the ball into the corner. Back to the top of the circle. Armbruster comes around to Jones. Jones can't get in the paint with it. Right side, Armbruster with the basketball. Up top again to Shoal. Jones goes underneath. Nolde tried to put a pass into McNeely. It goes into Shoal's hands. Shoal, bounce pass comes out. Armbruster, open look, right side, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Chase Nolde. Chase has 7 points. It's 31-6 now. Tigers on top at the 5:30 mark of the third quarter. Faith Holland wants to work toward the basket, can't get there, has to pass it back up top to Hayner. Ball is loose on the floor. It goes off one of the Falcons. I think Kylie Boyer touched it last. Fall City will get the ball back. Here's Elise Poppy back into the lineup. She comes onto the floor to replace Chase Nolte. Nolte sets down with 7 points so far in the ballgame. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. It's 31-6. Complete domination so far by the Lady Tigers here over Freeman. With the ball in the paint, bounce pass to the left side. Matty Jones driving in. Shot is up. No, couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot, put back. Poppy can't get it. Jones, follow shot, put back, can't get it. Three shots down there, point blank range. They couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to Freeman. Falcons on a fast break. Mahler puts it inside the paint. Here's a jump shot from in the lane. Shot is up and off. No good for Kylie Boyer. But we're going to have Boyer stepping to the line, I think. Unless they say the foul came on the floor before the shot, that's going to be what they say. Foul is on Maddie Jones, her second personal, team foul number two of this second half. 31-6, if you're just tuning in. Fall City's girls on top. There's an inbound pass stolen nicely by Armbruster. She just stepped in front of the girl, got the steal. Armbruster left side. Scholl, open look, long two, got it. McKinley Scholl has 13 points in the ballgame. She got 11 of those in the first half. She had a big 9-point first quarter. 33-6 now your score. Lady Tigers on top. Freeman just not able to get their offense untracked here. Great defense. Another steal by Scholl. Scholl on the fast break. One-on-one feeds it across to Armbruster. Driving lay-in up and good. Scholl with the assist. Armbruster with the lay-in. Ava Armbruster with her first 2 points of the game. 35-6 now. As the Lady Tigers just continue to pull away. Substitute's going to be checking into the ballgame for Fall City. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. 4:03 to play third quarter. 35-6, Fall City on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Tigers Basketball on KTMC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I sure like these early starts on Saturday afternoon. We're going to be finished up and out of here and in time to get home to watch Husker volleyball tonight. Huskers are taking on, I believe, Texas at Texas in the NCAA tournament, and that's a 9 o'clock first serve is the schedule on ESPNU, I believe is what I saw. Lately, they haven't been starting those on time, but it is scheduled for 9 o'clock, and we'll have plenty of time to get home and watch that Husker volleyball tonight. 4:03 to go here. In the third quarter, in Adams at Freeman High School, the Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Freeman Falcons 35-6. I want to welcome our Freeman fans listening online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live, select KTNC. You can listen for free anywhere in the world. Here come the Lady Tigers down court with the basketball. Moving to the right side is Kirkendall, across court pass left side. McNeely tried to put it underneath the Nolte. Ball is stolen away. Nice job defensively by Dakota Hainer to get the steal. Hainer wants to bring the ball down court herself. Feeds it inside in traffic. Jump shot off the glass won't go. That shot put up by Lexi Winkle. Ball is tipped away. It goes off one of the Lady Tigers on the baseline. It'll stay with the Falcons. Lexi Winkle will inbound it on the baseline underneath her own basket to the left side of the goal. Winkle lobs it up top, gets the ball inbound to Paige Mahler. Paige Mahler to the right side, dribbling under the basket. Left side, set shot, up off, no good for the Falcons. Rebound to McNeely. McNeely off to Elise Poppy, down court pass, Armbruster. Finds Kirkendall on the right side of the lane. Kirkendall had a nice three there just before the end of the first half. She was not in uniform last night against Johnson Brock in the overtime loss. I understand she'd been ill. Across it comes to McNeely. Left side, Armbruster. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Fall City's kind of slowed things down here a little bit now. As Freeman sets back in that zone defense, Fall City just passing the ball around. Here's Elise Poppy for free. Got it. Well, Elise says, you're going to leave me standing out here all alone like this. I'll just take it. And she does. Poppy, with her first points of the ball game, Elise Poppy hits the three from the left wing. 38-6 now. Ball City continues to dominate with another turnover and another steal. Down court on the dribble is Ashley Kirkendall. Lob pass underneath Nolde. Off to Kirkendall. Couldn't handle it. Nolde put a little bit too much mustard on that pass. Went right past Kirkendall and got away out of bounds. 2:22 to go here now in the third quarter. Complete domination of this one by the Lady Tigers after that heartbreaking overtime loss last night to Johnson Brock, 45-42. The girls have come out ready to play this evening. Now up 38-6. We've got 2:15 left to play in this third quarter. With the ball is Kylie Boyer. Her cross-court pass is too tall. Got away. Goes out of bounds into the Freeman bench. Here's Hannah Collier coming up off the bench. She's going to check into the ball game. Collier checks in to replace Reese McNeely. So Hannah Collier, she's had some exclusive playing time when the girls got in foul trouble last night. Played throughout a lot of that overtime period and late in the fourth quarter. Hannah Collier trapped underneath, puts a nice pass underneath. Oh, the ball goes to Poppy. Her shot is up. She got hammered and no whistle. Poppy in heavy traffic, triple team down there. Finally, we get a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Dakota Hainer. Hainer is called for her second personal, team foul number two of the half. It'll be Fall City's basketball with a minute 54 to play in the third quarter. Elise Poppy with a jump shot from the free throw line that won't go, and the rebound is cleared out by Paige Mahler. Paige Mahler, down court pass, looking underneath, ball stolen right back away by Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall brings the ball all the way down the court, pulls up at the free throw line, kicks it into the corner, open look, three, bingo! Hannah Collier hit the three from the corner on the right side with the assist from Kirkendall. Collier, who just checked into the ball game, hits a quick tray from down deep in the right side corner and pushes the lead out to 41-6 now. Ball City with a 35-point advantage. On the right wing with the ball is Talissa Burr. Burr can't get in. She'll be called for traveling and turn it over. Good defense down there by Poppy. Faith Holland back into the lineup, also coming back onto the floor. I believe it's Kylie Boyer now for Freeman. 1:08 to go in the third quarter. It's 41-6. Freeman has only scored 1 point in this entire third period. That was at the free throw line on 1-of-2 shooting. Left side, Kirkendall. Up top comes to Poppy. Now in the corner, Nolde has the ball stripped away from her. She got double-teamed down there and turns it over. Fast break down court. Pass is too long. They were trying to get Paige Mahler in behind the defense, overthrew the pass, and it goes out of bounds. With 44 seconds to play in the third quarter, Tigers will have the ball back, leading 41-6. Inbound the pass to Kirkendall. Oh, the pass is stolen away, and a shot is up off the glass and good by Dakota Hainer. Hainer got that ball right into her hands under the basket and had an easy two on the inbound pass. A cross-court pass. Kirkendall saves it out of bounds. Puts it in to Hainer. Hainer feeds across to the left side. Shot is up and good. Hainer with the assist. The basket by Paige Mahler. So a couple of quick giveaways there. Now here comes Chase Nolde one-on-one under the basket. She's double-teamed, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Freeman. Oh, no. They're going to call Nolde for an offensive foul, apparently. Chase Nolde picks up her third personal on an offensive foul. 15 seconds to play here. Boy, they played such good defense. None gave up 4 points in about 5 seconds here on inbound passes. And suddenly it's 41-10. We're down to 12 seconds to go. Freeman with a chance to come down and play for a shot here. Right side with the ball is Lexi Winkle. Ball stolen away underneath. Coming out of there with it. This is Collier. Long three-quarter court shot won't get there. 41-10 our score after three quarters. Fall City on top. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, F&M Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. F&M Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Freeman High School, Adams, Nebraska. After three quarters, the Fall City Lady Tigers are leading the Lady Falcons 41-10 is our score. JV games earlier today, the Fall City girls won the JV game 15-9. They just played two quarters. In the boys' JV game, it was Freeman with the win. Fall City lost a close one there, 29-26. That was the JV score, Freeman with the win this afternoon. We move to live action. Eight more minutes to play here in this girls' varsity game. Boys' varsity basketball coming up after this one. Dakota Hayner with the dribble at the free throw line. Goes in for a driving layup. Can't get it. She's fouled. And we'll put Dakota Hayner to the free throw line. Dakota has hit one out of two from the free throw line. Has 3 points in the ball game thus far. The foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. Her first personal team foul, number four. Dakota Hayner, first of two shots, is up and good. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 4 points. Dakota, a 5'8 sophomore here for the Falcons. Her second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. Both of those right down the middle, nothing but nylon. 41-12, your score, 7:48 to go. Full court pressure now by the Falcons. Ball stolen away on the press. Fast break the other way. Here comes Hayner. Nope, couldn't get the shot. Clears the pass back up top to Boyer. Now she gives off to Hayner, who lobs it inside the traffic. Boyer, no move. Hayner, jump shot in the paint, nothing. Rebound, follow shot, up and good for Faith Holland. Holland got the follow shot to put back and drew the personal foul. She'll have the and one coming up. Holland will be at the line to shoot one after making the basket. Foul is going to be called on Chase Nolte. That's her fourth personal. Chase in danger here in foul trouble. At the free throw line, the shot is up and good. Getting it down is Faith Holland. She completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's 41-15 now. 41-15. A couple of quick points here. Six or seven of them real quick. A cross-court pass comes to Armbruster, gives it to McNeely. McNeely falls to the floor, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Freeman. I think Paige Muller, and Paige just picked up her fourth personal. With 7:21 to go in the ballgame, Chase Nolte has four for Fall City. Paige Muller has four fouls for Freeman. Here's a pass to the right side, McNeely. McNeely holds the ball for a minute. A cross-court pass, Elise Poppy into the corner left side. This is Maddie Jones with the basketball. Again to Scholl. Scholl's had a big ball game. She had a big first half offensively and defensively. Several steals. McKinley Scholl has 13 points tonight. They tried to put a bounce pass underneath the Maddie Jones. Poppy was looking for Jones. The ball went off the foot of one of the Freeman players on the baseline. Fall City will have it. They'll inbound it under their own basket. McNeely to trigger it in. Gets it into Scholl. Her shot is up and doesn't go. And the rebound is taken down by Kylie Boyer. Outlet pass down court. Faith Holland driving lay-in up off. No good. Oh, she had an uncontested lay-in and couldn't get it to fall. But then there's a whistle and a foul on the baseline, and that's going to send Paige Muller to the free throw line. Paige is 0 for 3 from the line so far tonight. Does have 4 points on a pair of field goals. The foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely, her second personal. At the line, Paige Muller. Free throw is up and good. Paige has now hit 1 out of 4 from the line and has 5 points. So a little bit of a rally here now on the part of Freeman in the first minute or so of this fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way up. It's good also. Let's see, that's 7 straight points now, unanswered points, to start this quarter. It was 41-10 at the end of the period, and now it's 41-17. And another turnover for the Tigers. Fall City kind of self-destructing here right now, and I think Andy Armbruster's seen enough. He's going to take a timeout and settle the girls down. That'll give us a chance to step aside also for a 30-second break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
more opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Now the Lady Tigers led at the end of three quarters 41-10. And here in the first minute and 26 seconds of this fourth quarter, the Freeman Falcons have come out and scored seven unanswered points to make it 41-17. 7 points in less than a minute and a half compared to 10 points in the first three periods of the whole ball game. So Freeman, by that standard, has really come out on fire offensively. Fall City's made a couple of mistakes and turned the ball over to aid their cause. And Coach Andy Armbruster said, hey, let's settle down here, girls. Now we're up 41-17. The turnover before the timeout gave the ball back to the Falcons, and here comes Freeman down court. Dakota Hainer with the basketball. Hainer leads out to the right corner to Lexi Winkle. Inside, there's another steal by Scholl. What a game McKinley Scholl has had tonight here. Pressure, ball stolen away, driving lane up off no good by Dakota Hainer, but a whistle and a foul, and Hainer will be at the line. So Dakota Hainer made a steal. Ball City not handling this full court press, and right about now, Coach Travis Andreessen may be wishing that he'd put that press on earlier. Ava Armbruster has called for the personal foul, her first. At the line, Dakota Hainer. She's made three out of four. This one is up and short. Now three out of five from the line. Dakota has 5 points in the game tonight for the Falcons. Faith Holland will have a seat. Back into the ballgame to replace hers, Kylie Boyer. Shot is up and good for Dakota Hainer. Got it down. And her score now is 41-18. Full court pressure. Long down court pass, McNeely. Ball tipped away from McNeely, but it goes out of bounds. So the Lady Tigers are having issues with dealing with this full court pressure from Freeman. The ball got tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Fall City. They'll inbound it to Armbruster. Left side, Reese McNeely. McNeely with the basketball. Comes to the top of the free throw circle. Puts a pass across court to the far side. Finds Armbruster with it. Armbruster looks to Poppy in the corner, baseline right side. Poppy's trapped down there, a two-man trap. Dribbles out of it, bounce pass up top to Armbruster. Timeout's going to be taken by Fall City with 5:39 to go in the ballgame. 41-18. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City. Your electrical problem solved.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a bit of a comeback here for Freeman. They only scored 10 points in the first three quarters. They've scored eight in the first 2.5 minutes of this fourth period. We're back to live action. Fall City with the basketball. Man-to-man defense now instead of the zone they've been looking at. And the ball goes out of bounds, but it's touched last by Freeman. It will stay with the Lady Tigers. They've switched to a man-to-man defense here, I believe. They'll inbound the pass. Scholl tosses into Armbruster to the near side. Poppy. Poppy baseline Maddie Jones in the corner. Jones dribbles between defenders. Kicks it back top to the right side. They lob it in underneath the basket. Shot is up by Jones. Couldn't get it. Partially blocked. Rebound comes down. And here comes Freeman. On the dribble is Dakota Hainer. Right side. Hainer feeds it into Burr. Burr in traffic. Turnaround shot Boyer. Up and off. No good. Rebound Scholl. Can't say enough about the game McKinley Scholl has played tonight, both offensively and defensively. Here's Scholl's pass into Jones. Shot is up for Maddie Jones into the basket. Couldn't get it in the rebound. Comes down again to Dakota Hainer, and here come the Falcons. Freeman, a whole different team in this quarter. At the top of the circle with the ball is Dakota Hainer. Off to the left side to Burr. Bird, fine chainer, back at the top of the key again. Inside the paint, moving to the basket, turnaround, jump shot up off, no good. Rebound, Reese McNeely. She's going to be tied up for a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with the Tigers. And looks like taking a break now and having a seat will be Maddie Jones. And to replace her comes Ashley Kirkendall. 4:24 to go in the ballgame. Full court pressure by Freeman. They break it easily this time. Under the basket is McNeely. Shot off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it. They got it into Reese under the basket. They broke the press. Reese was alone under there and couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound comes down to the Falcons. 41-18 your score. Freeman with the ball at the free throw line. Paige Mahler has it stolen away by Armbruster. Armbruster, or rather Poppy with a breakaway lay-in. Won't go. Follow shot. Put back. Kirkendall won't go. Whistle underneath the basket. At least Poppy got the steal. Went all the way down the floor with nobody with her and missed the layup. On the try for the putback by Kirkendall, the whistle on a foul. Fouls on Ruby Hindera. Hindera's first personal. At the free throw line is Kirkendall. Shot is up and off. No good. She'll get another attempt. Ashley Kirkendall has a three-pointer on a tray that she hit right at the end of the first half. Here shooting two shots. Ashley Kirkendall, the sophomore. Shot is up. This one is good. She made one out of two. Ashley has 4 points now in the ballgame. That, incidentally, is the first point of the quarter for Fall City. After a really good three quarters, they really turned off the offense here in this fourth period. It's still 42-18, however, with 3:43 to go. The game well in hand, but, boy, things really changed the complexion here in the fourth quarter. There's a pass in the paint. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. Foul is going to be on Elise Poppy, her third personal. Team foul number 8. We're in the 1-1 at the free throw line. Talissa Burr, she's made 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting 1-1. Burr looks to the basket. Waiting for the front end of the 1-1. Up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to the Tigers. Across the timeline into forecourt is Poppy. Gives it up to Scholl. 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame now. Boys basketball coming up after this one. And now we're going to have a traveling call as Ava Armbruster got doubled up over there, had the ball knocked away from her, and it'll be another turnover. Giving the ball back. And I'm sure right now Coach Armbruster, after a very successful, good-looking first three quarters, has got to be a little frustrated with what's happening here in this fourth period, as Freeman has kind of staged a bit of a mini comeback, not enough to win the ball game because the difference was so huge. They led 41-10 after three quarters. But when Freeman turned up the heat here in this pressure, started playing a little man-to-man, it made a difference. 42-18, the girls have the game well in hand. They break the press this time, get it down. Now it's stolen away again. Faith Holland with the steal. Took it away from Elise Poppy and gives the ball up court to Hayner. Hayner works to the right side of the lane on the dribble. Passes out to the left side. Jump shot is up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall wants to bring the ball up the court herself. Now passes to the left side, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster, baseline left side, Poppy. Inside McNeely. McNeely driving way in up. No! Ball got off there. Rebound down to Mahler. McNeely had a chance for a lay-in. Fall City with only 1 point in this fourth quarter thus far, and we've got 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. There's a attempted driving lay-in off the left side of the basket by Lexi Winkle. Lexi's going to get fouled. She has not scored yet this evening. Here she'll be at the line shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Reese McNeely, her third personal. Lexi Winkle, first of two, is up and off. No good. Here's Hannah Collier back into the lineup now for Fall City. Chase Nolde checks into the game for Fall City. And also into the ballgame, Maddie Jones back onto the floor. So three subs in off the bench. At the free throw line, Lexi Winkle. Second free throw is up. It's off. No good. And a lane violation. Wouldn't have counted anyway against the Falcons. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Scholl inbounded. Full court pressure. Back to Scholl it comes. She'll drive it down the court into the baseline right side. Jones feeds it underneath the basket. Chase Nolde off the glass. Couldn't get it. Nolde had another shot point blank. The Tigers have had 3, maybe 4 shots at point blank range under the basket and just have not been able to get the ball to go in the hoop for them. 42-18, the score. Fall City led 41-10. After three quarters, the Lady Tigers have managed but 1 point in this fourth period. But what a first three quarters they played. They had the game put away, is the deal. Here's a 10-foot jump shot from the right side, up and good by Lexi Winkle. Lexi's first points of the game. Makes it 42-20. Down court pass. Hannah Collier tries to chase it down, couldn't get to it. They were looking for Chase Nolde and overthrew her. Collier went chasing after the ball to try and get to it, but couldn't get there fast enough. And the turnover gives the ball back again to the Freeman Falcons. Sitting down for Freeman is Paige Muller, and to replace her, Dakota Hayner back on the floor. Hayner will bring the basketball up court. Goes to the left wing with it. Boyer, lob pass underneath, tipped away from Hayner. Hayner touched the pass, however. It's going to stay with Fall City. So Ashley Kirkendall will inbound the pass. We're down to a minute 39 to play. Don't forget, we've got boys varsity basketball coming up after this one. This is the first half of a doubleheader. With the ball on the left side, across the timeline. Bounce pass underneath, baseline right side, trying to move toward the basket. For Fall City was Maddie Jones, and a whistle under there. And I think the turnover is going to give the ball back to the Freeman Falcons. Now, Freeman's got to do something different. They got six girls out here right now. Still have six girls on the floor. There we go. Now a couple of them sit down. 42-20, your score, with a minute 29 to play. Fall City's going to get the win here. Lots of confusion. They still have six girls on the floor. Now somebody's got to leave here, ladies. All right, now checking into the lineup, Alyssa Eisenbarth comes onto the floor. Down court comes Katie Reed. Katie Reed across the timeline, guarded by Isabella Armbruster, who's in the ballgame. A lot of JV players on the floor suddenly. With it is Tori Bird to the right side. Ruby Hindera driving the baseline right side. Hindera tried to go up with a shot. Whistle and a foul, and Hindera will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Ruby Hindera is a 5'8 sophomore, has not scored. She just checked in a few moments ago. The foul is on Chase Nolde. On Chase, that's her fifth personal, so she'll foul out of the ballgame. Chase Nolde finishes the game tonight with 7 points in the contest. That's her fifth personal. A minute 10 left to play, 42-20. Here's a free throw up and off the rim. Won't go down for Maddie Jones. Jones couldn't or check that for Ruby Hindera. She'll have a second shot coming here. Second shot is on the way. Off the rim. No. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Jones. Hindera missed them both. Into forecourt. With the ball is Hannah Collier. Around the horn, left elbow. Baseline left side, Isabel Armbruster. Again, back up top, running clock, 53 seconds. Collier with the basketball. Up to Kirkendall to Collier. They play catch. Collier goes in for a little jump shot that's off the glass and doesn't go. Rebound to Poppy. Back up top it goes. Kirkendall around the horn. Armbruster, Isabel Armbruster. Now Collier and Armbruster play catch. We're down to 30 seconds to go. 42-20. Lady Tigers will win this one. And they'll be getting their first win of the season tonight here at Freeman. Collier holds the basketball. Hannah Collier, right side. They just keep passing around with 18 seconds to go. Kirkendall, Poppy in the corner. Poppy, Kirkendall, and Collier just keep playing catch. Now we have a travel call and a turnover. With 10 seconds to go, Freeman will get the ball back. Checking in now is Jenna Anderson. Anderson into the game for the Freeman Falcons. Jenna Anderson, 5'3 freshman, seeing some playing time here. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Anderson with the dribble. Ball stolen away by Collier. Collier for a breakaway lay-in at the buzzer. And they're going to say no. She didn't quite get it off in time. Your final score tonight, Fall City 42 and Freeman 20. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the KTMC halftime scoring wrap-up after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Hall City, and Stella. For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're going to be competing with an extremely loud public address announcer here. It's very loud and distorted in the background, but we'll do our best to bring you the post-game scoring wrap here. Individual scoring for the Freeman Falcons are led by Paige Muller with 6 points. Dakota Hainer also had six. Adding five was Faith Holland. 2 points for Lexi Winkle. And Talissa Burr added one for their total of 20. From the free throw line, Freeman went 8 out of 19. For the Falls City Tigers, they're led tonight by McKinley Scholl. She had a big ball game. She finished in double figures with 13 points. Chase Nolde finished with 7 in the ball game. Maddie Jones had 6. 4 points for Ashley Kirkendall. Also 4 points for Reese McNeely. Adding 3 was Elise Poppy. Hannah Collier had 3. And Ava Armbruster added 2 for Fall City's total of 42. From the free throw line, Fall City went 6 out of 11 from the line. With the win, the Tiger Girls improved to 1-2 on the year. The loss evens the record for the Falcons at 2-2 on the season. We're going to take a timeout here and send it back to the KTNC studios, where Aaron Wisdom will keep you entertained for a few minutes. And then we'll be back with boys varsity action coming up, the second game of our doubleheader. After a brief intermission, we'll be back with that ball game. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.